best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hey, Marvin. First of all, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Sure, sure thing.
Secondly, I know that we briefly spoke a couple of days ago. So we were kind of just wondering, how did you leave things off with Amanda?
Yeah, I asked her out again, and honestly, that's why I'm calling you guys. She never called me back. I don't understand.
Well, did you follow up? I guess basically that's what I meant to ask.
Yeah,
I should have just asked that.
No, I did. So, I followed up once or twice, trying to beg or anything. I just thought, she could have even told me no, and I would have left her alone. But the fact that I'm just kind of out here getting ghosted, I just wanted to check in.
Okay. So what did you actually do on the date? Let's start there.
I mean, it was pretty simple. Went over to her place. We ordered some pizza, watched a movie. It was pretty chill.
Did anything happen during the date?
No, not if I'm being honest, felt like a pretty normal date. All things considered, we hung out, watched a movie, and then said goodnight.
Okay. Are you pretty much just saying that there's not one thing that you wouldn't redo over again if you could?
No, I'm not saying that. I did plenty of dumb things on the date. I just don't think that there's a reason, why I'm not getting called back at all.
Okay. Can I ask what sort of dumb things you did on the day?
Yeah, I guess when the pizza came, she answered the door, so I didn't pay. I didn't have any money on me at the time, so I didn't pay for any. I should have chipped in there, and then that sort of slipped my mind. And then also, when it came time to pick a movie, I just kind of went ahead and picked one, and we didn't really, have a discussion about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like one of those dumb things could be the reason why she didn't call you back. Maybe, she wanted to at least chip in for the food.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. She didn't really seem to mind. I wish I did, but who knows?
Okay. I mean, but it could have been something that turned her off.
Yeah, maybe if you think so. I just, even if you're turned off, give me a call back or a text saying, hey, I'm turned off. Leave me alone.
True. I will agree with you on that one. Well, why don't we give her a call right now and find out what's going on?
Hello?
Hi, is this Amanda?
It is. May I ask who's calling?
You most certainly can. This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We were calling to hear your thoughts.
Oh, wow. Hi. How are you?
We're good. Sorry to kind of bother you. We appreciate you taking our call. But I really was just calling to kind of hear your thoughts on the date that you had with Marvin. How do you think it went?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. Hold on. If you want my honest opinion, hold on. I just have to leave my office for a second.
Oh, you're at work. Sorry.
That guy was, first of all, I mean, he left his wallet at home, which is not a huge thing, but he literally was a turnoff. The worst thing that he did was clog my toilet.
What?
He went to the bathroom, didn't tell me, and left me a nasty surprise when I go to use my bathroom later that night. It was so gross.
Oh, that kind of sounds disgusting. Ooh, sorry about that.
It is. I mean, that is so gross. And, who doesn't even try to fix it?
True. That is very...
You know what I mean? At least tell me, and maybe I can help you out and, try to, give you a plunger or something.
Right? Hey, I'll let you ask him. He's actually on the phone with this. Marvin, did you clog her toilet? Why didn't you try to fix it?
I just didn't really think it was that bad.
Marvin, you left turds floating in my toilet. that really is bad.
It's disgusting.
I mean, that's what exactly. It was just a couple floaters. You didn't have a plunger in there, and if you did, I would have taken care of it.
Literally, I don't have a plunger in that bathroom. I never have a problem with that toilet, so I keep my plunger somewhere else. You didn't even tell me.
Oh, my.
I don't want to tell you. It's going to be a turn off, and the ambiance is going to go down. I didn't want to make a big stink about it, and, I didn't want to ruin the rest of the night.
Oh, you definitely ruined the night. That was the most disgusting thing. I had to flush your turds. That is so gross. On a first date, and you're, taking it so, lax about it. You're so lax about it.
I mean, there had to have been at least, a 25% chance that it'd go down by itself, because sometimes it does.
Oh,
and the fact that it didn't is just some bad luck. It was just some bad luck, and I was just trying to shake it off and continue the rest of the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, regardless of the
whole I don't know what to say. I don't know why he doesn't understand that was so bad. I am lost for words. I thought you were kind of mature, but this is very immature.
Well, do you think we can go out for date number two?
Oh, not a chance in hell. I'm grossed out, like, completely. There's no chance. Sorry.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.